Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is a roundup of the latest news and events from the world of business, finance and investing. I've picked out a few stories that I think are interesting and relevant and maybe a little bit of fun at the end of the video as well. So in today's video, we're going to look at a company that was one of the big winners through the whole of the pandemic that's now starting to struggle and there are rumours of a takeover bid. We're going to talk about the chip shortage. And I'm not talking about food, I'm talking about microchips, which is still impacting on the automotive industry. We've seen a lot of movements on the stock market recently, and I'm going to tell you about the company that has made the biggest single gain in the history of the stock markets, and also the company that's made the biggest single loss in the history of the stock markets, both of which have happened over the course of the last week. I'll give you some news on planned product launches by Apple. And finally today, I'll tell you about a man in his pyjamas who's become public enemy number one in North Korea. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, I'd really appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And also, I just wanted to remind you that I include chapters in all my videos. So if there's a topic that you're not particularly interested in, it's really easy to skip forward and move on to the next one. So the pandemic has been very difficult for a lot of businesses, but it's been the best time ever for a company called Peloton. And if you're not familiar, Peloton is a business that is based upon home exercise. So the company sells bikes and treadmills, and then they ask all of the people who buy those bikes and treadmills to subscribe to their online service for online classes. So you can sit at home with your Peloton bike and join live classes with people all around the world. So the benefit of that is obviously you don't have to pull on all the Lycra, get all of the gear and go out and look like an idiot on the roads. You can just do it in the comfort of your own home. The Peloton was started back in 2011 by a guy called John Foley, who had the bright idea of using technology to enable people at home to join in live spin classes. The popularity of Peloton grew. And in September 2019, the company listed in New York at a valuation of $8 billion. The IPO was priced at $29 per share, and the company raised about $1.1 billion of new money. And on the first day of trading, the shares fell 11%, which wiped off almost $1 billion of its value. The share price bumbled along, and by mid-March 2020, it was down to less than $20. However, that was the time when the world suddenly realised that COVID was a pandemic and everybody started going into lockdown. And lockdowns were the best thing that could ever happen to a business like Peloton. People were trapped at home. They were desperate to do things. They couldn't go outside. In some countries, you weren't allowed to go out and do any exercise. So doing exercise at home with other people online was the dream ticket. All of a sudden, everybody wanted Peloton bikes, everybody wanted to join the classes, and the membership numbers started to skyrocket, and so did the share price. Between March and December 2020, the share price increased from $19 to $162. So if you'd have been sitting on shares at the start of that period, you'd have been sitting on a profit of more than 8.5 times by Christmas 2020. However, all good things come to an end, and as we've started to move away from the pandemic and lockdowns have become less frequent and less severe, people have started returning to normal existence. So they've stopped using Peloton as much and the memberships have started to fall and so have the revenues and so has the share price. At the peak of the market, Peloton was valued at around about $44 billion. However, the share price is now back below the original IPO price. And the market cap is now sitting back at around $8 billion. So it's fair to say that it's been a roller coaster ride for shareholders in Peloton. And they've now got a large activist shareholder called Blackwells, who's been calling for John Foley to be removed as the chief executive and for the company to be sold. And news has just come through that Amazon are now looking at Peloton with a view to acquiring it. And there are also rumours that Nike is also interested in making a bid. So it looks like there's a potential bidding war in the offing for Peloton, which will be good news for the share price and the existing shareholders. And while we're on the topic of Peloton, I thought I'd mention a couple of interesting stories. where fantasy and reality merge and have a real-life impact. On the 9th of December 2021, a new TV show called And Just Like That, which was a reboot of the Sex and the City franchise, launched its first episode. And in the first episode, one of the most popular characters, Mr. Big, had a heart attack and died on a Peloton bike whilst partaking in an online class. Now, the following day, the share price of Peloton fell 11% as a direct result of this TV show, and it led to an extraordinary statement to be made by the company. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum, who's a preventative cardiologist and a member of Peloton's Health and Wellness Advisory Council, made a statement that said, "I'm sure Sex and the City fans like me are saddened by the news that Mr. Big dies of a heart attack. Mr. Big lived what many would call an extravagant lifestyle, including cocktails, cigars, and big steaks, and was at serious risk as he had a previous cardiac event in season 6. These lifestyle choices, and perhaps even his family history, which often is a significant factor, were the likely cause of his death. Riding his Peloton bike may have even helped delay his cardiac event." She went on to say that more than 80% of all cardiac-related deaths are preventable through lifestyle, diet and exercise modifications. And while 25% of heart attacks each year are in patients who've already had one, like Mr. Big, even then, they're very, very treatable. The lesson here is know your numbers. It's always important to talk to your doctor, get tested and have a healthy prevention strategy. The good news is Peloton helps you track heart rate while you ride, so you can do it safely. Now that's quite an extraordinary statement about a fictional character. She's referring to the fictional character's family history. Well, he doesn't even have one. He doesn't even exist. But what is really interesting about all of this is that TV can have a massive impact on a real life business. So what is a fictional story? Mr. Big is just a character in a TV show. Because he's seen to be dying as part of his online exercise on a Peloton bike, then people start to feel that that could be a reality, and therefore the share price of the company fell by 10%. And in January 2022, another TV show called Billions also showed one of its main characters having a heart attack on a Peloton bike. And whilst the company may protest and tell everybody that actually Peloton bikes are good for you if you're going to have a heart attack, I think the problem they have is that once a stigma gets associated with a brand and people see things on the TV that they believe, then it's really hard to shift that. But I thought I'd mention the Sex and the City story because it put a smile on my face and I thought it might amuse you too. This week, we've seen the Bank of England increase interest rates for the second time in 3 months. And the official rate of interest has now increased to 0.5%. So 3 months ago, the rate was 0.1%. We saw an increase to 0.25% in December, and now it's been increased to 0.5%. And this will be an ongoing story. We are going to see more interest rate increases all across the world throughout 2022. So the UK and New Zealand have been the first two countries to start hiking rates. In New Zealand, they're now up to 0.75%. We've seen two 25 basis point increases over the last few months, and it's likely to continue. And the reason that we're seeing interest rate increases is all down to inflation. So as you'll know, if you follow the channel, we've got high levels of inflation all across the world. So the current rate of inflation in the UK is 5.4% compared with the target rate of 2%. In the US, we are now at 7% inflation, and that also compares to a target rate of 2%. So everywhere around the world, the inflation levels are way too high. And the traditional way of combating this is to increase interest rates. And the reason for that is because it increases the cost of borrowing for both private individuals and companies. And therefore, they have less disposable income. And the logic is that when you've got less disposable income, you will spend less and therefore there'll be less demand. And as demand falls, then prices should start slowing down. But it's going to take time to feed through. And because the rates of interest are so low at the moment, even if you have a doubling of the interest rate, it doesn't have that much of an absolute impact. So in the UK, the rate has just doubled from 0.25 to 0.5. but 0.5 is still a very low rate when you look at the long-term average. So in the UK, the long-term average is sitting at around about 5%. So 0.5 is 10 times lower than the long-term average. And that's the same situation in the US and Canada and Australia. So we will see more interest rate rises. So it's likely that interest rates will be a lot higher by the end of 2022. We're expecting the rate to be somewhere in the region of 1.5% to 2% in the US and the UK. The big question is how quickly will these rises come through? We're expecting the Fed to increase rates in March in the US, and we don't know exactly how big that rise will be. It's forecast to be 0.25, but it could be a 0.5% hike. And that's why the markets are very jittery at the moment, because everybody's unsure as to how rapidly this program will be introduced and how quickly it will have an impact on the economy. So the microchip shortage is still around and is still causing a problem for the automotive industry. And Ford has just announced that it's either ceasing production or slowing down production in 8 of its factories in the US, Mexico and Canada. Now, taking a step back for a second, the reason that this microchip shortage started was that during the pandemic, a lot of the producers slowed down or shut, and they've taken quite a long time to get back towards full capacity. So we're still seeing problems all across the world, and this is having a big impact in a lot of different areas. We heard Apple recently announce that it was expecting to see reduced revenues because it had a shortage of microchips, but the automotive sector has been hit hardest, because cars these days are highly dependent upon electronics and microchips. So Ford has announced that the microchip shortage will lead to a reduction in volumes in the first quarter of 2022. And they've now stated that from the 7th of February, production at its factories in Michigan, Chicago and Mexico will be suspended. They will be stopping the production of the F1 electric pickup in Kansas City and only running one shift for its transit vans. And it will also only run a single shift and reduced capacity in Dearborn, Kentucky and Louisville. And all overtime in Oakville, Canada will be ceased. So this is just a reminder that we haven't really got away from the full impact of the pandemic yet. It's still causing a problem, not just from all of the lockdowns and the spikes in cases that we're seeing popping up, but just in terms of capacity in a lot of industries. We haven't got back to the position that we were in 2019 before the pandemic started in a lot of different sectors. Meta is the new name for Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg is obsessed with the metaverse and he sees that as being the future of all business and particularly Facebook. So he made the bold move recently of changing the name of Facebook to Meta. Nobody really likes the new name. Meta's a bit too short. Nobody really can remember that it's associated with Facebook. And since he's made the change, there's been some bad news for Facebook. And this week, we saw some seriously bad news announced by the company, which led to the biggest single fall in a share price in the history of the stock market. Meta's share price fell 26%, which wiped out over $200 billion of value from the market cap of the business. And because Mark Zuckerberg still owns around 12% of Meta, his net worth fell by over $29 billion in one day. But don't worry, he's still worth around about $85 billion, so he's still going to be okay. And the main reason for the big fall in Meta's share price was that they announced that the number of daily active users, which is a key metric for Facebook, fell for the first time ever. So up until now, Facebook has been growing exponentially. It's been seeing more and more users join its network, but it suddenly started to see people leaving Facebook. And one of the reasons for that is that Facebook is not really very popular with the younger generation. TikTok and Snapchat and a lot of other different apps are way more popular with the youth, and Facebook has got an aging population. So it's been a pretty bad week for Mark Zuckerberg, but he still doesn't hold the record for the individual who lost the most net worth in one day. That accolade goes to Elon Musk, who saw his net worth reduce by $35 billion back in November when he made a tweet to all of the outside world asking if he should sell 10% of his shareholding. So that just goes to show you need to be careful who you're messaging and what messages you're sending. It's been a great week for Amazon, who released some blockbuster financials, and they had the accolade of being the stock that has increased the most in a single day in the stock market history. The shares increased by 13.5% and added $190 billion to the market cap of the company. And Jeff Bezos still owns around about 10% of Amazon, so his personal net worth went up by around about $19 billion. So quite contrasting fortune to what happened to Mark Zuckerberg this week. So in the results themselves, Amazon announced that its profits had increased by $14.3 billion. And of that figure, $11.8 billion related to the increase in the share value of its investment in Rivian. Now, if you follow the channel, you'll know that Rivian is an electric pickup maker, and Amazon was one of the early stage investors alongside Ford. And Amazon has actually signed a deal with Rivian to buy 100,000 electric delivery trucks. Rivian listed in New York in November, and its IPO was initially a major success. And at one point, the company was valued at over $100 billion. Rivian now has a market cap of around about $55 billion, and Amazon owns around about 5% of Rivian. Now, alongside all of this good news from Amazon and all the increase in wealth, they also announced that they were increasing the cost of Amazon Prime membership by 17% in the USA. So it'll be interesting to see how that price rise is received by the customers. But from Amazon's point of view, it's been a great week. The market cap is now up to around $1.6 trillion, which puts it close to the $1.9 trillion valuation for Google, or Alphabet, as it's called on the stock market. But it's still some way behind the $2.3 trillion valuation for Microsoft and the $2.8 trillion valuation for Apple. Apple has just announced that it's launching a new low-cost 5G iPhone based around its SE model on March the 8th. And this is the first new low-cost version that it's produced for more than 2 years. Alongside that, it's also launching an updated version of the iPad. So this update comes hot on the heels of the recent results that we saw from Apple, which were really strong, really positive, and caused the share price to rise quite significantly. And finally today, I wanted to share a story about North Korea's internet. Now, this isn't usually a topic that I would cover, but it caught my eye and put a smile on my face, and I thought you might like to hear the story. So North Korea is a very secretive society. Nobody really knows a lot about what goes on, and there's a lot of suspicion and fear around the rest of the world. And there's always stories about supposed nuclear missile tests and North Korea about to start sending missiles into South Korea and various other conspiracy stories that pop up from time to time. Now, North Korea has been reporting major problems with its internet, and a lot of the government websites have been going down and having major problems. And North Korea has been accusing a lot of the Western world of targeting it, of doing cyber attacks in response to some missile testing. So the North Koreans have undertaken a spate of missile tests recently, and their belief is that these cyber attacks are in direct response to their missile testing program. However, it turns out that it's not the FBI or the CIA or any of the world's major intelligence agencies who are trying to break North Korea's internet. But it turns out that the culprit is actually an American guy sitting at home in his pajamas and slippers, eating spicy snacks whilst bringing down North Korea's internet on a regular basis. And the guy in question is an unnamed hacker who uses the handle P4X. Now, he claims that the North Koreans tried to hack into his personal network to pick up some of his hacking technology. And this really upset P4X, so he decided to go on a personal vendetta to bring down the country's internet. He's quoted as saying, "It felt like the right thing to do here. If they don't see we have teeth, it's just going to keep coming. I want them to understand that if you come at us, it means that some of your infrastructure is going down for a while." He added that he reported the incident to American authorities, such as the FBI, but was ignored. "If no one's going to help me, I'm going to help myself," he said. So pretty impressive stuff from P4X. And this isn't quite as bad as you might imagine, because in North Korea, nobody's really allowed to use the internet. The public aren't using it. So it's really government websites and really boring applications. So he's probably doing everybody a favour in the long run because nobody's using the internet anyway. But I thought you might like the story. I quite like the imagery of a guy sitting at home, wondering what's happening to his computer, doing a trace, finding that it's the North Korean authorities who are trying to hack into his PC, and then suddenly going on a one-man vendetta to bring down a whole nation in his slippers and his pyjamas. Quite amusing. Anyway, hopefully that's put a smile on your face. It did for me. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's video. You found it informative, useful, relevant, and maybe a little bit of fun. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.